But right now, it's time for...
Do you know what it's time for, Andy?
I've heard rumors, but I want to make it official.
It's Kid of the Week.
Okay, then it is official.
Yeah, Kid of the Week is where we stop each week and we recognize kids doing great things.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Were you a good kid?
I was an average kid, yeah. I had
did you do nice things?
I had my moments, yeah. I had my moments of you know, people saying, you did nice things, and I had my moments of people saying, eh, why'd you do that?
Yeah. I picture you as being an easy kid.
Yeah, I guess I was, in the grand scheme of things.
So was I. I was a delight. I don't know why you're laughing at that.
I'm not.
You can send in your Kid of the Week entries to me at WGNradio.com. Just search Kid of the Week, and there's a simple form to fill out right there. As we welcome Wyatt and Porter in studio, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Lean right into those microphones, fellas.
Hello.
Wyatt, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12 years old. How about you, Porter?
I'm 11.
And who are you to each other?
Brothers.
Brothers. Is your dad, your mom, both of them, are they like country music fans?
No.
No.
Why were you named Wyatt?
Because...
They say after a cowboy.
Yeah.
Cowboy, country music, sure. What about Porter?
I don't know. I don't really know.
You're curious about it? You going to ask someday?
I think they named me after pizza, but I don't...
Porter's Pizza. There you go.
Could have been Domino's then. Yeah, Domino wouldn't be a terrible name. It's not a great pizza, but it wouldn't be a terrible name. So, Wyatt, you're in seventh grade?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not completely sure.
We're going to need an answer, Wyatt. I didn't get up at 4 in the morning just to not get an answer from you, pal. Come on. Who am I kidding? 3 in the morning.
I'd like to be an engineer.
An engineer? Mm-hmm. What would you like to engineer?
Aerospace.
Well, see, you have a total plan.
Yeah.
Going to build rockets, or what are you going to do?
Maybe a rocket.
You know what he's saying? Why it's going. How about you back off? I gave you an answer. How about you back off a second? What about you, Porter?
I want to be in the Air Force, and then I want to be an architect.
An Air Force architect?
Well, I want to be in the Air Force, then an architect.
What's going on with your hair?
I dye it.
Yeah, what color is that?
Blue. It used to be blue, but then my blue kind of fades to emerald.
Wow. It's kind of cool. Sort of matches your shirt. Do you go with different colors when you dye? Are you thematic? Do you like orange at Halloween or what?
No. Me and my friends usually dye our hair together, so I just do whatever they want.
Okay. All right. Well, it's cool. Makes you an individual. Makes you you. Right?
Right.
Right. You guys get along okay, Wyatt?
Sometimes.
Does Porter listen to you because you're the big brother?
No.
No.
No, not at all? Never?
No.
So you have the same room or you have separate rooms?
We have separate rooms.
Because you can't get along because you're killing each other? Is that pretty much why?
No.
No, I think it's just because our house has 3 bedrooms.
No, you got to do something with the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You guys always this excitable? You're a wild man, Wyatt, I can tell.
It's early, Steve.
You telling me? My alarm went off at 3.
Yeah, right, you're probably not used to it.
I want you to talk about what you do. It's a very cool thing you guys have done. We'll talk about it when we come back. Hello, and welcome back. It's 6:47. It's Kid of the Week. And in studio, in case you just turned your radio on and missed the introduction, Wyatt and Porter Snopko. And Wyatt, where do you go to school?
Thompson Middle School.
Yeah, same for you, Porter?
Yes.
All right, get into that microphone for me, Porter. Yes. All right, so Wyatt, since you're the big brother, you get to tell me, what do you guys do to help others?
Well, we collect socks and underwear for the all the homeless people in our general area for the winter, and then donate them to the homeless shelters.
And do you know what shelters those are, Porter?
Hesed House and Lazarus House.
I've worked with Hesed House a lot through the years. They're really good people. And I don't know Lazarus House as well, but I know of them. They do great work. And why are socks so important?
Well, if you don't have socks, sometimes if you don't have socks, you can get cold and you can get the flu or a cold. And
well, there's a lot of health stuff that comes through your feet, right? So you got to take care of your feet. I mean, that's part of the deal. So you said socks and undergarments as well, because sadly, folks who are homeless might not have, you know, clean undergarments to wear, right?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are good dudes. Where do you get this stuff?
Well, we take in donations from people in our area. Like at our school, we have donation bins around there.
Oh, you have bins?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we have a donation bin in front of our house.
And people drop off, obviously, new stuff, packaged, mm-hmm. right? Yes.
So far, we've gotten over 650 pairs.
Nice!
And we've only been doing this for a week.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. How have you been publicizing it?
We talk in all our classes at okay. school.
And my mom's Facebook.
So mom's getting it done on social media for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this will help, too. So you'll get more stuff going on. So where are these bins?
So at our school, we have pods where our main classes are, and then we'll have a bin there, and then we have one in the front office.
At school?
Yes.
Anywhere else in the community?
In the front of our house.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not big on giving out your home address, but I'd like you to give more donations, so is that cool if we say where you guys live? All right, so where do you live?
612 Fellow Street in St. Charles.
Okay. And if people come by, you can drop that stuff off, and you guys collect it each day, and you turn it over. When do you actually do the drop-off of all the stuff?
The week of Christmas.
And where's the big pile of underpants and socks now, Porter?
What used to be our dining room.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Now it's underpants and socksville.
No, not really, because my mom started selling paparazzi, and...
Selling paparazzi?
It's jewelry.
Oh, okay, because paparazzi, that's the photographers who take pictures of celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she's selling swag. Yeah. So she's making jewelry in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is such a nightmare for her when the IRS finds out.
It's really cool jewelry, too, let me tell you.
Oh, you know about this?
Yeah, it's a vendor. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
It's cool stuff.
Well, I'm proud of you guys, and you should be proud of yourself. What got you started on this?
We realized that not everybody would be as fortunate to get gifts for Christmas and not even be warm, and we wanted to make sure that they were.
And have you been to Hesed or Lazarus?
Yes. We dropped the socks off personally.
Oh, you do? Ryan, the guy that runs Hesed, is a really good guy, and it's an amazing group. And I don't know about you guys, but I didn't know until I got to know Ryan a little bit. There's families that end up living in these places until they are able to get back on their feet. Mm-hmm. You know, they get up in the morning, they go to work. Because a lot of people, you guys know this, a lot of people have an image of homeless people is that they're addicts and abusers and, you know, have lost in life. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So people have had a bad break here and there, and now they're trying to get their lives back. So... as I said, I'm proud of you guys. You're doing a good thing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do you want for Christmas?
I'm not very... I just really like pop figures, which are like sort of action figures.
Well, like one. What is that?
Different things like television shows and comic books.
Oh, pop culture stuff.
No, like there's an actual company called Pop Funko, which makes...
Oh, yeah, I know Pop Funko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically...
That's all you want? You making a note of this?
Basically.
Yes.
Steve, do you really know Pop Funko?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I didn't quite understand why they got popular.
Okay.
With their funny faces. And what about you, Porter?
I want an iPad Next Generation 7.
Oh, yeah. You're the expensive kid. I got Funko over here, and you're going, bring it on.
He wants an iPhone 11.
I don't... no.
Don't out your brother.
Either want an iPad Generation 7 or uh-huh. an iPad Mini 4.
And what are you going to use it for?
Minecraft.
Dude, I love your honesty, but the answer is schoolwork.
That's not true.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet both of you. Please keep up the good work. And thanks for getting up so early and coming down. And be nice to Mom and Dad, okay?
All right.
All right, you guys be good.
Thank you.
See you later. That's our new friends.